Once again, our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we greet you from the lovely downtown city of Vancouver, British Columbia. In the car, in this drive time with me, the infamous Patrick.
What's up, Pat?
Hello.
And in the back, Jana. Jana, the blushing bride. Jana, say hi.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Okay, cool. Hey. All right, so we have just finished a very nice sushi meal. Everybody's full. And we were discussing the things of God over dinner, which is always a pleasure. It's always a good thing to take the time just to focus on the things of God, to talk about the things of God. Wherever two or three are gathered together in His name, He's right there with them. And so when you spend time discussing that which God is doing, you edify one another and you encourage each other in the truth. And it's important to encourage each other in the truth because the devil works to push the lie on you all the time. And the lie that the devil tries to push is always the opposite of what the truth is. So for us, we know from the Word of God that in Christ Jesus we have the victory. We know that in Christ Jesus we're more than conquerors. We know that in Him we live and move and have our being, and that's the way to exist while we're in the earth. And so the enemy would use every resource that he has to tell you the opposite. So because we know that, that's why we have to keep our hearts and minds in the Word. The Word is the only truth in the earth realm. That's why we have to keep our hearts and minds in prayer. Scriptures tell us to pray continually. Now, how do you pray continually? Well, there's a difference between the act of prayer and the state of prayer. The act of prayer is when you go and you go on your face before God and you pray. And you pray about the things that are there. You're not anxious about anything. But with prayer and supplication, you're making your requests known to Him. And you're praying and you're asking for His help, for His leading, for His guiding. You're worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. That's prayer. When you get up off of your face, you can live in a state of prayer, which is in a place of continual connection, continual communion, continual just you're in step, you're hearing His voice. And in that, you can be going through your day-to-day life, and you're always in a place where He's speaking to you. You can speak to Him. You're hearing His voice. And He's quickening you with the things that are going on around you. That's when you get that feeling about something that's in front of you. And you don't quite know what it is, but you know that something's not right. Or you know that you need to go a certain direction. Or you know you need to do something specific. Or you know somebody's walking by you. You know you need to talk to that person. All of that comes out of a state of prayer. That comes out of a place of connection. That comes out of living in that communion with the Spirit of God. So we've been called to pray continually. That is a combination of the act of prayer and the state of prayer, which you can live in 24/7. You can live in that even while you sleep. You can be in a state of prayer. You know, sometimes even recently, you know, sometimes with some challenges that have come even against my own sleep, you know, one thing I started doing again, which is something I used to do, was I got the audio Bible out and play it. You know, play the Word. You know, let the Word play even while you rest. If I know there's some of you guys out there, you struggle with your sleep. Hey, I know there's some of you guys that turn this audio on to help you sleep. I know you do. So I know there's some of you out there that do that. And hey, you know, we do the same thing with some of the other things too. Because you know why? Because it creates an environment where it stills your mind and your spirit connects with that and you find peace in that. We know that. So, you know, hey, that's another way to use these. But if you are struggling to rest, and I know there's a bunch of you out there, you struggle to sleep. And when you do, something that you can do is and this is out there now. You can get the audio Bible. You can stream it online through different places. If you're wondering how to do that, just email us. We'll give you some links and some places to go, some apps you can check. But You can stream the audio Bible, or you can get it on CD, or you can do a lot of different things with that. But play it. Play the Word. Play. Let that Word play. Let that Word soak into you while you are, you know, on your bed, while you're trying to rest, while you're trying to sleep. If the enemy's attacking you, you know why? Because the enemy hates that. The enemy does not want to be in an environment of truth. He does not want to be in a place where you are focusing your heart and mind and attention on that which is real. So that which he would try to do to attack your rest, whatever, you know, demonic entities that might be assigned to you, they really don't want to stick around in that. Same way they don't want to stick around in an environment where, you know, there's an environment of praise and worship. Because why? Because the presence of God is welcome there, and they don't really feel like they want to be there. So that's why, you know, resist the devil and he'll flee. You just have to do a couple things. You just have to create an environment around yourself that is one where you welcome the presence of God. And as you welcome the presence of God, where light is, the darkness runs away. So if you struggle with certain things like your rest, and I know some of you do, do what you can to create an environment that welcomes the Spirit of God, welcomes His presence, welcomes His peace. That's going to help you. That's going to help you rest. That's going to help you wake up more refreshed. That's going to help focus your mind and your heart on things above, and not on all the stuff going on in and around the world. Because the world will focus on all the stuff going on here in this realm, and they're very troubled because of that. Whereas God gives peace and life and truth and clear direction in everything that goes on with His people. And the way that that comes is when we focus on the promises of God, live in the promises of God, let those things rule and reign in our lives, and you know, not be caught up in all the other stuff that's you're very temporal, very surface, very base. And you know, the enemy is going to keep attacking, so that's something you have to know. That's not going to go away, but you can change your response, and you can go on the offensive. You can set things in the right way, and you can live in peace. Peace is possible. You know, another thing too is cultivating your home environment, cultivating your room. I mean, some of you, if you just got a room, fine. If you have a house, whatever it is that you may have, cultivate an environment where you welcome the Spirit of God. So here's how it works. You do it within yourself, within your spirit, within your mind. You do it within your own body, your physical body. You cultivate an environment in your physical body where you are aligning yourself with Him, and you're not going the way that the world would tell you to go. That will bring more peace and more rest and better health into your physical being. Then you do the same thing with your place. You do the same thing with your home. You do the same thing with your computer. You do the same thing with, you know, whatever it is that you have, any resource under your care. You can give it over to God. And when you've given it over to God, you can then allow for peace to be there, because you've invited light and truth there. You know, I mean, we were talking about this earlier this evening. How have you ever noticed how you can go into a place and the place can be really, really peaceful, and then you can go to another place and it just creeps you out. You just don't want to be there. Well, why? Because it's not because of the physical structure, but it's because of that which is going on in the realm of spirit. So likewise, you can, because you have authority in your life. You have authority over your environment. You can give your environment over to the Spirit of the Living God and invite Him in. And as you invite Him in, that that will allow for that free flow of His Spirit, because He's allowing you to exercise that. And you then take authority and create an environment where His presence is welcome, and you want His presence, and where that is, the devil runs away. So Pat, what you been thinking about these days, man?
Oh, man. Just, I think for me, there's been a really getting close to God, and just, you know, with my time of prayer, and, you know, I see the benefits of, you know, waking up and, you know, going to that place to worship, you know, going to that place to invite God within, you know, and pray about the day, pray about your family members, wife, kids, you know, it makes a big difference in their lives. You know, it makes a big difference in a day too, because sometimes, you know, there's things in a day that are about to happen and they just don't happen because you pray. And those things may have hindered you, you know, along the way. So, you know, and also your attitude is better. I think it is just the right step to start the day. I think I'm really focusing on, like I said, getting closer to Him and my time of prayer, because prayer is a powerful thing. Prayer is what keeps us sane. Prayer is what keeps us safe. Prayer is what keeps us full, you know, and confident in Him. In Him, you know, that's what prayer does to us. You know, and because I believe in all of us, we always want to have that confidence that he is right there beside us, and that we can do pretty much whatever we need to and want to, as long as He agrees with it. Because He is the source of power, He is the source of strength. You know, and days that, you know, that are, you know, that are going to be hard, or time of your life that, you know, you really, really struggling with things, or you expecting God to really show up, I think prayer makes a big difference, because you're pleading to Him all the time. You know, He tells us to pray and never cease to stop praying and pleading to Him. And that's, I think that's where I'm at, you know, just pleading to Him. You know, and humbling myself and expecting Him to show up, expecting Him to do big things, you know, big things in our life, to move mountains, you know.
Yeah.
So it's, that's what's been on my heart. Yeah.
So setting the spiritual environment, I mean, I think, you know, that's all, it's all along the same lines, you know, setting the pace for the day too. I mean, so the thing with all of this is you have authority, you have power, you have the ability to affect and to change for good, for light, for truth, the environment that you live in. I mean, I think that's something that God obviously wants us to convey to you this day, is that, you know, you make a choice, and the choice that you make affects the condition that you live. So, you know, choose and make a choice, and also realize that you have things that are available to you to help you, that God has given those things to you. Those are weapons of your warfare, and they're there for you to be able to use them. Janet, what you been thinking about these days? No. All right, Janet's still shy, but that's all right. So you know, we, I mean, one thing that you know, that we realize is the need for us to continue to stay in that place where God can flow through us. Because, see, first thing is, when you establish that environment, now you've got you can operate from a place of peace. Now you can operate from a place of being grounded. So you're not reacting to situations. It's not knee-jerk reactions and responding out of emotion. But rather, you are in a peaceful place. And when something comes to try to attack that peace, or to try to, you know, wrap you up into something else, from that you can recognize the source of the attack, you can deal with it in the realm of the spirit, and you can do that deliberately and forcefully and completely. You know, you don't have to linger in certain things. You know, sometimes people just sort of linger in things for months, for years, but they don't need to. And whereas God has allowed for freedom, you know, this is the day of your salvation. I mean, the moment that you turn something over to God, you can begin to be free. You know, when Jesus saw the man at the pool, that was at Siloam. You know, when he saw that man that was there, and that man that was laid at the pool every day with all the other impotent folk, you know, just languishing in the hot sun, you know, waiting for the water to be stirred, and in that time. You know, and when Jesus showed up and he said, you know, do you want to be healed? And he said, you know, Lord, how can I be healed? Because every time that the water stirred, you know, somebody else gets in there before me. Quick side note on that story. But, you know, even some scriptures talk about that being, you know, that talk about an angel. But that, you know, stirring the water. But really, truly, that was a setup of the enemy, because that angel was something out of the pits of hell. Well, why? A few reasons. One being, all right, Jesus, when scripture talked about, when Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father doing. So when he healed that man, he should have put him in the pool. Because that was what the Father would have been doing. But he didn't. He told him, take up your mat and walk. Another scripture says, that he leads us beside the still waters. So God's not the one that stirs them up. God's the one that makes them still. You know, Jesus stilled the waters when he walked on the water, when he was out there on the ocean, when that whole thing took place, he stilled it. So Jesus is the one that stills the waters. The enemy is the one that stirs up everything in your life, stirs up and twists and turns and gets a bunch of people that are in a compromised state jumping all over each other to try to claw all over each other to be the one that wins, to be the one that hits the lottery. You know, I mean, that is the setup of the enemy. And when Jesus showed up, I mean, what he asked that man is, hey, do you want to get well? You know why? Because there's a lot of people that like their sickness. There's a lot of people that like their misery and they want to live in that. There's a lot of people that have identified themselves so long with their infirmity that they can't ever see past it and they can't imagine what it would be to be without it. They would rather be identified as that person with the limp, that guy with the problem. And they've actually latched on to that identity more than they would ever want to be free. But the man that Jesus healed, when Jesus asked him, he said, hey, you know, do you want to be healed? He said, ultimately, yes. The whole reason he was hanging out there was because he wanted to be healed. And, you know, Jesus healed him. Take up your mat and walk. Now, you know, he's the one that sets us free. The thing is, when you stay in a state of prayer, when you stay in a place where you're in connection, when you create an environment that you are welcoming the Spirit of God, in that place, in that time, in that situation, you are moving then from a position of spiritual strength into the things that God has for you to do. You can do that. It's not, you don't always have to be hurt. You don't always have to be struggling. You don't have to. It doesn't have to be like that. Yes, we go through tough things. Of course we do. Because, you know, God tries us. And God allows us to be tested. But, that being the case, there's always a point where now it's time to move forward. It's time to move on. It's time to go from glory to glory and from strength to strength. And to carry on with what God is doing with you in such a time as this. Pat, what are some things you think that people can do, man, that God shared with you? What are some ways to strengthen a person's self spiritually?
I think the number one thing is knowing who you are in Christ, what you are in Christ. You know, you're not something weak or, you know, you are something strong. You are strong in the Lord. You know, you are very high value. And people forget what's their value. You know, and that's I think people got to realize what kind of value they have, who they are in Christ, what kind of strength they have in Jesus. Because in Jesus, you can do whatever He's calling you to do, whatever He's calling you to do, whatever it is, right? And I think that's the one thing people need, just need to find out who they are. And from there, the moment they find out who they are in Christ, they need to build up their confidence, their faith, to build up, you know, their perhaps their powers, and then to act upon them. Be bold, be strong, you know. Do not give in to what the enemy lies to you all the time, because he lies to us. He lies to me every day. He makes me believe things that are untrue. And you know, it's funny, because sometimes we fall into these traps of the enemy. We fall into where he has lied to us. And then that enabled us to keep moving. That enabled us to keep pressing on. You know, so know who you are in Christ, and from there be bold.
Yeah, amen. And the thing is too, is like that knowing of who you are in Christ, you know, read the Word, because the Word tells you what the truth is about who you are. You know, you've got to read that Word and then understand that that is exactly who you are. So, you know, sometimes what happens is people don't read it, and then they believe what the devil tells them about who they are, because the devil, you know, shoves it down their throat and makes it look all polished up and shiny, or, you know, just bludgeons them with it. But the reality of who you are is in the Word. The truth of who you are is in the Word. You know, you are a royal priesthood. You are a child of the living God. You've been bought and paid for and redeemed by the blood of the Son of God. I mean, so your value is immeasurable when you've been paid for by the blood of the Son of God. I mean, that was the price necessary for our salvation, for our redemption. So when you understand that that was the value that God placed on us, for us to be able to walk with Him, you understand also then, you know, the value of your existence while you're here, and that which He's called you to do. You have a reason, you have a purpose, you have a reason for being, and you need to walk in that. So read the Word. And stop believing the lie of the devil. Stop believing what the devil tells you about yourself, and start believing what God tells you about who you are. Start believing what the Word tells you about who you are. You know, read the Word. And sometimes if you get too tired to read the Word, listen to the Word. Because, you know, actually, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, you know, it's really, really good to put that Word in the air. It's really, really good to put that Word into the room, into your environment, into your ears. Let it resonate with you. Let it soak down into who you are. Read the promises of God. Listen to the promises of God. Claim the promises of God. You know, we talked about this recently, was, you know, you could have $5 million in the bank, and you could have an ATM card that accesses it, but if you never use it, you never accessed it your entire life. It was there for you your whole life, but you never used it. You know, likewise, there's so many things that are in the Word, the truth about what reality is, that are there for you, that are promises of God for you, for such a time as this, for your healing, for your direction, for your provision, for your protection, for your everything that you would hope beyond your wildest dreams is all in there. But you've got to access it. You've got to apply it. You've got to actually take those things and apply them to your life. As a child of God, they're yours. But you got to claim it. You got to walk in it. So, yeah, so that is part of your role, your responsibility, is to know what's there for you and then to walk it out. So, you know, it's not something to languish over. It's something to be excited about. It's something to, then when you start reading the Word, you can go in there with an eager anticipation, because it's like You're like a kid in a candy store. You open up that word, and it shows and reveals every day more and more of the God that you love and you know and that you walk with, and that your spirit is consummated with Him, and you're living that out. And more of what is the fullness of what He has for you in this life, as well as when you would carry on from this world. So, you know, in that process, don't be discouraged, and don't believe the lie of the enemy. You know, you've got to keep the right filter on for right now what you're facing in the world, because the world is going to continue to ramp up its information barrage against your mind to try to get you to doubt the truth of who you really are. But you need to listen, and you need to listen to the truth, and you need to soak your mind in the truth, soak your mind in that word. You know, I mean, we had some people writing in telling us, you know, because we recommended reading, starting in the book of John, and they were reading it. They were writing in and saying they're reading it. Hey, bless you guys. Good job. You know, I mean, you'll get more out of listening here when you apply what we share than just listening. Apply it. This word was meant to be lived. When God gave us the scriptures, He gave them to us so we could live them, not so that we could consider them. You were meant to live the Word, not to spend all your time considering it and debating it and paraphrasing it and dissecting it. You were meant to live it. And you will see the truth of the Word when you live the Word. When you live the promises of God, you'll see the truth of those promises in your life. So, Pat, any thoughts, man, you want to leave the guys with?
Love you guys, man. Just keep pressing on. Keep pressing on.
Man. Hey, so yeah, we do love you guys. God bless you out there. Keep on keeping on. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can also reach us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faithmix, one word. You'll find us there. And yeah, say hi. It's always nice to know you guys are there and to know how you're doing. And we do pray for you. And we pray that God bless you and keep you. Talk to you soon. Bye.